Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, 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 Tagovailoa, not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
food. I'm not in the mood today. You know what hour it is. Leave me alone. Get to our headlines.
Hey, Tua.
It has nothing to do with Tua. Nothing to do with Tua. You guys know I'm a big Tua fan.
Do it! Do it!
I don't wanna.
It ain't got nothing to do with you.
Two of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Tobin and Leroy.
Yeah, don't cheat. Listen, don't cheat, Tua.
Wow.
Yeah, you see this?
I'm just worried about
you
Jimmy.
See this?
I'm just worried about Jimmy.
Yeah, there's nothing here.
What are you talking about?
You've seen him walking. There's nothing to worry about. The only thing you need to worry about is whether he needs surgery or not.
Yeah, well, if... Here was Jimmy in the locker room yesterday. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks. RV and Richard say, make me a bicycle clown.
Here was Jimmy Butler when asked about his injury in the locker room last night. He apparently was being given a protective sleeve. This is what Jimmy had to say.
It felt me feel like I couldn't do too much, which sucks. With the, you know, the timing of the game and everything, but you know, we had a little knee tweak, and we'll see what these tests got tomorrow.
Are you expecting to go for an MRI, or is that the next step?
And that's the next
is
step.
Is that a concern once you go for an MRI? That it's, is it? In other words, could you feel in your body? Does it feel serious? Like, this could be something more, or?
I mean, I don't want to jinx it, but I mean, I hope that I'm fine. I hope I wake up tomorrow and I can still stick and move. But you know. Right now, I can't say that that's the case.
What happened on the play?
I mean, I fell and he landed and my knee just didn't do well, I guess. I don't know. But it's not a good feeling, I can tell you that.
Oof.
So here's the deal.
I'm throwing up a video from Yahoo right now of him walking out of the arena.
Let me tell you. When I walk like that after a game, he ain't going to be doing jumping jacks in the morning.
Nope.
It gets worse for the first 24, 48 hours.
Oof.
So, like, that's just real. Like I know he's saying the heat thing. I hope I get up tomorrow and I'm. But if you move it like that,
I think the
right
thing,
after the game.
Yeah. Right now, the thing is, so you had two national reporters, the two most prominent national reporters, Woj and Shams, have come out and said that Jimmy Butler is expected to miss multiple weeks, which. May happen, but I do think that Jimmy Butler's camp is not happy that this is out there right now because there's a lot of pushback locally. He doesn't even get an MRI until 3:30 today, according to the Herald.
So that's, you know what, and to be, there's two ways you can look at that. right? There was, there may have been no rush to get an MRI because there's no chance he's playing on Friday, and there's no need to rush an MRI when you have a pretty good idea what is going on, right? So, like, yeah, they do these like minimal tests just in the locker room, and they can kind of give you an idea of how the ligaments are working or not. If he would have got an MRI first thing in the morning, right, I would say, oh, they're probably just doing it just to make sure he's okay.
Right.
But the fact that nobody's rushing to do anything, like, is just pretty, oh, he's going to be out for a minute.
This was his agent, Bernie Lee, had called into SiriusXM, I guess, within the last hour. And he was not pleased that there are already reports that he's missing multiple weeks.
The game ended last night at, what, about 10 p.m.? So from 10 p.m. to now, it's 9:37 a.m. I saw Jimmy last at the arena. We all had a conversation, probably like around 11:30. They leave from the arena at 11:30. They go to the airport. They fly home. They got home around 3:30. It's now 9:30. We don't see the doctor till later this afternoon, right? And as you guys know, like, you know, everybody, the locker rooms are a busy place. People can, you know, think about something or speculate something, but nobody really knows. Like, we're going to see the doctor later today. And it just, it blows my mind that somebody that wasn't in the arena is somehow, like, has come up with a medical timeline of something that literally four of us, one is the person that got hurt, and me, the person that has conversations with everything, that everything gets filtered through. Like, we don't even know. And now we're having to live in somebody else's created reality of, you know, something that I didn't know. Like, I was in Philadelphia last night. I literally just landed in Miami. Like, what do you know that I don't know? Like, I'm amazed at it, to be totally honest with you.
There you go. That was Bernie Lee on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
All right.
And he's had his back and forth with Shams before. I think there's a lot of annoyance from the. I don't know if it doesn't really change anything. Like, maybe Jimmy Butler is headed.
Right.
I don't, you know, maybe Jimmy Butler is headed out for multiple weeks. It's kind of why it's like a. It's when you have. I think what they're annoyed by is like, look, maybe you guys are right. These vague predictions of, oh, he'll be out multiple weeks. Yeah, he probably will be. But can you guys just wait? Can we not know till 4:30? So. Nothing, but yeah, Leroy, he doesn't look like a guy who's going to play tomorrow. And if Jimmy Butler doesn't play for the Miami Heat, you could lose to the Chicago Bulls. Oh, I think we lost.
This is to everybody involved. Do we need a medical professional to tell us what we can see for ourselves? Right? Because if he's able to play tomorrow, what, are you going to go out there like Willis Reed? Because Willis Reed only had 2 points.
You just want him for the emotional lift?
Then he went and sat his ass down on the bench because he couldn't move. Okay? But we all hear about Willis Reed returning, right? Vlad, Willis Reed, really? He played for like 12 seconds, had 2 points, and went and sat his ass down.
Yeah, but well, had to still drop 36 and 18 on the Lakers' ass.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, but that's the Wilt game. Right,
that's the Reed game. Yeah, it was just his impact, his right. presence.
I mean, that's kind of what last night was. I think what Jimmy was trying to do. I mean, like, I they got my knee rolled up on. I'm going to try and be out here, though all I can do is basically sit in the corner.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
4 points, Leroy. Don't shortchange. So here's the deal. They have problems scoring, right? And then we go had Jimmy out there.
I know. Well, he said
now they scored. They had with even less.
He said he's like, I think I probably hurt us more than I helped us last night.
Right, because like they having problems scoring, and you got one guy that can't move.
Yeah, but he did. To be fair, they did that. The one that bastard Josh Hart, such a bastard, when he intentionally hurt Jimmy Butler's ankle.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
When he intentionally hurt Jimmy Butler's ankle.
Let me ask you a question. Yesterday, who played the Miami Heat?
The Sixers. Well, I have.
Why are you bringing up things of the past?
Great question. I'll tell you why. Because Jimmy Butler did the same thing in that game where Josh Hart intentionally hurt him, and then was forced to miss a game. he did the same thing where he basically just sat in the corner in that game that he ended up winning. But that's what I think he was hoping for last night.
Right. I get it. Like, I'm not – listen, here's what I believe. I believe in situations like that, your star player and your coach looks at you and you say I'm in and your coach don't say nothing. He says okay.
Okay.
Right? And that's the way that's always going to go. Right? Sometimes a coach will take him out. Like, I know if I was Spo and I saw it, I would say, let me give you a rest.
I think when Spo saw that he couldn't stay in front of Kelly Oubre on a cut, he was like, ugh. You know, like,
right.
And Joel Embiid finds him and he gets the foul because Jimmy don't foul. Like, Jimmy is, you know, one of the best defenders and is able to do without fouling. I think they knew. Like, all right. No, he really can't do. He can't be Jimmy Butler tonight. But the damage was done.
Yep. Pretty much. But again, like, the Heat are in this position, and they had a number of situations where they could have been out of this situation. And we can add them up during the course of the year. But the fact still remains is that the thing that fails them the most is the thing that everybody in the damn league is doing, scoring.
We'll take a quick break. You guys can get the show, YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQM, in on the chat. We'll get some of your comments. You guys can call 305-567-0560. Back with more after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
Bruised and battered, I couldn't tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable to myself. Saw my reflection in the window and didn't know my.
What you looking at there, dude? You look hypnotized on your phone.
I'm trying to find some shoes.
Just sneakers, golf shoes.
Yeah, sneakers that my orthotics can fit in, and I have to get wide. Mm. And it's just a pain in the butt because all the shoes that have wide are like old people shoes. Saucony, you know.
Yeah, it's old people's good.
Let's see. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Leroy's about to go to like Sears and get the $75 Nikes. He's the white Nikes.
You're going to get those signature Skechers from Joel Embiid? Man,
hey, Vlad, you'll enjoy this story. Guess what just happened to me?
Uh-oh.
So, I hear ding, ding. Doorbell rings, right?
Mm-hmm.
I look outside, it's one of the roofers. So he don't really, he's just staring at me. So then he shows me his phone like this,
mm-hmm.
right? Google Translate. It says, here's what Google Translate said. Is it okay if I lower some of your coconuts?
Hey, yo.
So did you say yes?
I just gave him a thumbs up.
Oh, yeah.
He says, gracias.
Yeah, like how many coconuts? Hey, yo. How many coconuts you actually having out of a tree?
I don't. Huh? That's still weird for a guy to ask you.
Oh, I get asked all the time.
The lawn guys will ask if they can come cut down your coconuts.
Yeah, I got a couple of big palm trees with some massive coconuts.
Hey, Tobin. Tobin is, hey.
Sometimes you got to take
a mango guy though.
No, I'm not a mango guy. I got that allergy to the syrup.
Oh, yeah, you're allergic to mango.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You bring in the mangoes because you can't eat them.
No, I don't even I cut that. Dude, I had that mango allergy that I had. First of all, such a weird loser thing to be allergic
yes,
to.
Yes, it is. It is.
It's such an embarrassment.
It's very fitting of you, though.
It's such an embarrassment.
It's like you're missing out on one of life's greatest
mangoes.
Treasures.
I think it's new, because I don't know what happened, but like 2 years ago, this syrup would get on me, and I'd have the nastiest rash. I kept going to the dermatologist. I'm like, what is this? He's like, you mess with anything around your house? I'm like, I could cut some mangoes. I was, bingo. I'm like, what? Mangoes?
So basically, you paid for something you could have did?
Bingo. Well, no, I needed his prescription because I needed the good stuff to get rid of that. Dude, I had like you remember the rash? I had like hives that were going all over me, dude. It was crazy. Right. But the coconuts, I'll always, but if anybody wants coconuts, they're good to take them. They're good to take them.
No, but you used to just bring the mangoes to work.
Yeah, I did. But I don't know. I don't know when it happened. I got, you know, something that happens, you would develop allergies. It's weird.
See, I'm allergic to silly sauce. No, I'm not.
RMT says, I blame Pat, not Spo. Spo is just working with Pat, with what Pat gives him. Look, Pat definitely, he said this going into this year, that they were staring into, remember he said they're staring into the abyss. He usually gives things a 5-year run. If this ends Friday or in the first round, and even if it doesn't, if it really didn't end in a championship this year, they're going to do something. I don't know what that ends
Hold on.
And I mean by that is I don't mean they're going to go get a whale. I mean, like, they're going to shake something up of the core of the guys who have been here.
But what I'm saying is this. When you say if it doesn't result in a championship, I'm going to go head out on the limb.
And say, I'm just saying, like, that's the last step. They've been as far as you can go twice with everybody here with their core of Jimmy, Bam, and Tyler. Throw Duncan in there, too. Those guys have been together for 5 years. You've gotten as far as there is to go, except without winning a championship. Pat basically laid it out there before the season. You know, and obviously, this is what happens when, like, you know, the hope was this year. You're like, oh, well, you're going to go get some massive star to help. And the whole Damian Lillard thing flopped. You weren't able to get him. You know, you tried to spin it and get Terry in the middle of the year and get rid of Lowry. And Terry wasn't there last night. And Lowry's poking the ball away and laughing in your face with his big cheeks. Killed me.
I think more the problem with Lowry was, is that we can't have three guys on the floor at the same time who only bring intangibles. We need somebody to bring some damn buckets. And that's what was happening, right? He does all the things that aren't on the t-shirt. We need some stuff on the sheet. We need records of what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Because that's translating more, especially with this team, translates more to wins.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a couple of guys like that, but you can have three or four
and
guys
you can
on
have,
your team.
And look, the Sixers can have Lowry on a minimum doing that intangible stuff. You can't have him, you know, be one of your max spots that are taking and he's taking four shots a game. You just can't. Right. You can't do it. There's gonna be some changes. I don't know what those are. There's plenty of time, and there's going to be plenty of time to look at that. But I will say for Spo, like, you know, every coach has to go through their adjustments. He's very good at that. But I think he's got to look a little bit into how do I free these guys up a little more, because how is it like we're mixing cement every year on offense? I know he's innovative. We've seen him do it before. But it felt like his default always with this roster, for whatever reason, he always thought, I'm going to grind everybody into dust. And
you can't do that anymore.
You can't do it anymore.
He turned Tom Thibodeau.
Somebody get high from three, it's over.
Nobody wants to be Tom Thibodeau.
Guess what? Tom Thibodeau actually has adapted to this current game right now.
I mean, kind of, dude. He's still playing.
Isn't Chicago one of the highest scores?
Well, New York is top 10 offensively and defensively.
He's still out there playing DiVincenzo 50 minutes a game.
Well, you know what? As much as I hate it, he doesn't get hurt. You know? There's a theory to that. You know, if you play a lot, you don't really get hurt.
It's really Tom Thibodeau's fault that Jimmy Butler's at this point in his career at 34.
Vlad, every opportunity I ever got in football was based on that.
Just do whatever?
No.
Oh.
Didn't get hurt.
Oh, because you never got – you hardly got hurt. Right.
Right. So while people say, oh, this guy's probably better, this guy's probably there, they go, but Leroy's there.
Ian says, the fluke was last year's run that led the Heat to thinking they could run it back. The Terry move was good, but all the moves this year were not transformative enough. I agree with that.
Listen, here's what I get mad at you about, Tobin. Here's what I get mad at Heat fans about. You're trying to make the anomaly the norm.
But every
year was an anomaly.
All right, but every
Heat. That doesn't happen.
But here's the thing, Leroy. Every Heat fan did want them to make moves. Every Heat fan recognized.
No. I know.
Every Heat fan was like, hey, can we do something to get Jimmy some help? We said the same thing after every run.
And you did.
As this season is going on.
No, you tried.
As this season is going on, everybody's like, oh, don't worry about it. We'll just do what we did last year, including you.
And he still wins.
And I'm saying, no, you can't. Like,
no, Leroy, no. The guy that I'm saying is still winning is the guy that you've hated all throughout last summer and you made fun of.
Who?
And you dropped 60 on him when you beat his team down by 60 when he came here
to Lyman.
But he's winning right now.
Is he?
Well, listen.
Nobody's better than Scoot.
Okay, but I'm just saying. If the whole situation, we all know where Dame wanted to go. Dame doesn't look happy in Milwaukee.
Oh, he looks miserable.
He looks miserable, and he might be knocked out.
So he wins because now everybody's miserable?
And yes, everybody joins him in misery.
I hate that. What kind of misery, winning is that?
Misery loves company, right? So therefore, that's what happened. Dame didn't go where he wanted to go. Miami didn't get what they wanted to get. And the person that really went out of it is him and Drew Holiday, because Drew Holiday got a $119 million contract.
Can we turn the Nick Batum game off? Does it have to be on the studio
right
now?
I mean, do you want to watch Skip talking about how Philadelphia might be a threat to Boston? Also,
not really.
You know what I mean? Like,
maybe, like, can we put on, like, Animal Planet or something?
This is bad. I've never seen Tobin like this in a long time.
Dude, it's been a lot of...
Look, you know what it is, Vlad? Here's what it is. There comes a time in our lives when we thinking positive, positive, positive. This could happen. This could happen. And the saddest and worst day of your life, regardless of what it is when you wake up in the morning and realize it ain't going to happen. Ugh. Right? That's where Tobin is right now.
Well,
for whatever reason.
Talk to me on
for
Friday.
For whatever reason, he realizes that he's one game away from dressing up like a baby.
Oh, is that your thing?
Look, yeah. I'm not.
Wait.
I'm not doing that.
No.
It doesn't count. Jimmy Butler got hurt.
I'm wearing some Pampers. No, you wearing Pampers.
That's ridiculous. Jimmy Butler got hurt.
You wearing Pampers.
This doesn't stand. This is unforeseen circumstances.
What are you talking about?
That's not what I bet. I did not bet a Jimmy Butlerless team.
It doesn't matter.
It's ridiculous.
Did he play over 40 minutes?
Your Honor.
He's not there.
I would like to say, there was no stipulation in said way.
Oh, there was no stipulation.
Guys got hurt.
Overruled.
Stipulation. I'm making a stipulation. That ain't the Heat
overruled.
Team that I made
stipulation.
This claim on.
Overruled.
You don't have the same claim. What a ridiculous. Why don't you all grow up? Oh, okay. I got to suffer the consequences because Jimmy Butler had Kelly Oubre land on his
stipulation
knee?
Overruled.
This is Jennifer. Ridiculous.
Jennifer.
Oh,
do
don't listen
this?
To her. She's ruthless. She wants me to do. If I say words, she's like dartboard of doom. Meanwhile, she hasn't even done her punishment yet.
You got one too, though, don't you?
Yeah, but you know I'm going to do it. But yeah, this one's different. Ridiculous. What do you mean I got to dress up? The stupid doesn't have their best player.
Oh, my God.
Ridiculous, dude.
Oh, here
ridiculous.
We go.
Ridiculous. Back after this.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Ah! Time, ladies and gentlemen, to mix things up here. The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. Leroy.
What's up?
Thanks for making me feel better, man. Not really, though. I'm still.
I don't think I did.
Not really.
I mean, it wasn't my intention to make everybody feel bad. However... You were asking for it. You know.
I don't feel like I was asking
for it. You were putting your emotions out there in a very, you know, wishy-washy state. You knew your emotions could come back the way they have. Now, the reasons why may be different, but you had to know with what you've been seeing all year that the emotional state that you were in with the ebbs and flows of this team, that this was possible.
Well, so for mixed bag today, I got you this, Leroy. It's kind of like a mixed bag slash damage is done. But did you see Caitlin Clark yesterday?
Oh, I wanted to bring that up.
Okay, cool. Well, if you guys didn't see this.
I didn't see what happened.
Okay, so Caitlin Clark got introduced yesterday, number one pick.
Okay.
She was introduced to the Indiana Fever media.
Okay.
And so I guess she does this thing after the game where she does like a heart over her.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's her thing. And so I guess a reporter who turns out to be a former Heat hater, OG Heat hater, if the Heat remember, Heat fans will remember this name, Greg Doyle.
Oh, my God. Doyle's still there?
Greg Doyle from the Indianapolis Star. He's like hearting at her while he's asking the question. Anyway, here is the video of Caitlin Clark dealing with Greg Doyle's ass yesterday and everything that was going on there.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me, and we'll be get along just fine. So,
hey, yo, that's weird.
Weird, dude.
Yo, what are you doing?
Weird.
Hey, now, let me ask you a question. That's a professional.
Allegedly.
She's 20.
23? Yeah. She's still a young lady.
Yeah, a young lady. Right? Why don't we get after them for asking dumbass questions?
Nah,
but you'll get on a 20-year-old or a 22-year-old for giving a bad response.
JFig just gave him minus one for
minus purpose. One.
I don't think we have like, that sound.
I don't
sound,
think we have probably minus should. For pertinence.
But you understand what I'm saying?
I'm all here for the downfall like that, of Greg Doyle catching up with us.
I get so sick and tired of hearing people say that question had to be asked or had to be. You know what?
Weird, dude.
Right.
No, first from the gate, like, why are you hearting her?
Right.
Why are you doing that to her? First of all, do you even know what you're doing?
He doesn't even know what
clearly he did. He sounded like an old man who was just trying to be cool and then trying to like engage, you know, himself being gay, you know, engageful with her, and it didn't happen. So she was nice, but when you say something like, if you do that to me, we'll be okay. Whoa. If you do what? What kind of craziness is that? Nah, man, he's got to go.
Greg Doyle, who now is creeped
fired?
Out. Who now, I don't know if he'll get fired.
No, he's going to do, you know, he's going to and apologize.
This is his tweet. He tweets, and he wrote a whole column about it too, but he first tweeted, today, in my uniquely oafish way, while welcoming at Caitlin Clark, 22, to Indy, I formed my hands into her signature heart. My comment afterward was clumsy and awkward. I sincerely apologize. Please know my heart, literally and figuratively, was well intentioned. I will do better.
No, you know. So let me ask you a question. If an athlete who said something stupid said that same response, we'd be chewing him up.
This dude spent the entire first season of the Big Three. I think he covered, I don't remember who he wrote for, but he spent the entire season of the Big Three, the first season, just blasting LeBron. Lambasting LeBron. Forget who he worked for, though. I want to say it was CBS.
That's the problem I have is the problem I have is this, okay? Athletes who come into this position, become professional athletes, aren't always public speakers, right? They're athletes. That's their skill, right? But you are a professional writer and a professional reporter. So you tell me who should be getting, you see what I'm saying? Like, that's what kills me about all of this. Like, we have reporters doing stupid stuff and asking dumb questions, and they get away with it. But if an athlete says something awkward because he's, well, uncomfortable or not a public speaker, We jumped down his throat like nothing. So where's this?
This is creepy.
No, where is it? I want to see the public outrage for somebody doing something.
Oh, he's getting, I mean, Leroy, he is getting crushed. I don't know if he'll get fired, but he's getting killed. He wrote an entire column apologizing to her.
Next time an athlete says something stupid, I want you to see the vitriol and the backlash that the whole media outlet world goes after him with.
You want some of the comments?
Yes. I would like, you know what? I hear him for the athlete. Let's hear him for me.
All right. This is at Wu-Tang for the kids.
Oh, oh my goodness. Wu-Tang for the kids. I already know how this is going.
Nah, man. You're straight up creepy. Carolina Teague. As a journalist, you're supposed to be asking questions. You literally are speaking to a decorated athlete and a generational talent. This is degrading to Kaylin as a woman and an athlete. Clumsy and awkward equals disrespectful and creepy.
Yep.
Teddy says, clumsy and awkward is an interesting way to describe creepy and unprofessional.
Right. Right.
Mike says, Greg thinks sexual harassment is clumsy and awkward. Well-intentioned. Jeez.
Like, that's nasty, like, bro. That's nasty. Like, right.
Monty says
the other report. Someone,
Indiana Fever need to.
Another reporter should have protected their guild and said something.
Indiana Fever need to pull the press pass. That'll be an interesting one.
I would have.
Yeah. Like, come on, man.
They might.
Now, here's the thing. Here's where I am with this. Show me a reporter. When an athlete says something stupid that comes out and says it was an awkward situation, I get where he's going. Or do they just run with it because they want to
stop? No, you're going to play. You're gonna pay.
Oh, right. This guy. Yeah. I mean, he's already making content out of it.
Yeah.
Right. So from that standpoint, I want that same energy. I want that same energy going after the dumbass question as you do the dumb response. The response you think is inappropriate. Because we will jump down an athlete who says something crazy, right? And I tell you what, that guy's probably twice the age of the athlete and probably should know better,
easily.
Correct?
Easily, yeah.
Probably should know better. So I want to see not only the Twitter world, I want to see his contemporaries go after him. Like, that's no, dude. No, that's not acceptable.
He says, I'm devastated to realize I'm part of the problem. I screwed up Wednesday during my first interaction with number one overall pick Caitlin Clark of the Indiana Fever. What happened was the most me thing ever. In one way, I'm sort of known locally for having awkward conversations with people before asking brashly controversial questions. I've done this for years with Colts coaches Chuck Pagano, Frank Reich, Shane Steichen. I've done it with Purdue players. I did it with IU's Romeo Langford, talking to them as people, not athletes. Notice something with all those names. They're all men. On the one hand, yes, absolutely male and female athletes should be treated the same. I'm talking about coverage, respect, compensation, terminology, you name it. Stories have been written about idiots who say or act otherwise, and then me comes along about another insensitive man, which goes viral on social media, and I decided to write about that idiot, me.
No,
this guy,
I ain't buying it. No,
damage is done, my friend.
Yeah, bro, and then bro, and then he's trying to say I try to humanize the athletes. Don't.
No, you
then don't make it weird.
Don't.
No, because you see,
why do people need lessons on? Like, let me ask you something. Why do you need lessons on being how not to be a weirdo?
Damage is done, my friend.
Correct. Why do we all of a sudden need lessons on how to be a courteous and respectable person?
Wait, yeah.
Now all of a sudden we need classes for it?
Timbo's like,
that's
wow.
That's a grown-ass man.
Now he's playing the victim?
Oh, yeah, he's the victim.
No, he's the grown-ass man. And notice, besides the head coaches, most of them are probably less than half his age. So, I ask you this. Is that not a form of bullying? Because if that young kid or young man or young woman went after him the way they should have for asking those dumb questions, it would have been disrespectful to him.
For sure.
Nuh-uh. See, y'all, nuh-uh. That's why, listen. Look, they think they have carte blanche to talk to people any kind of way. And then they all hide behind the same thing. All these reporters, all hide behind the same thing. It had to be asked.
That's just my personality. I'm humanizing before controversial questions.
So you admit to being a jackass.
Like, oh, that's just me. When I anger people, I'm crazy.
He admitted to being a perv. He admitted to being disrespectful to athletes. He admitted to it. He shouldn't have that job then.
Top bum.
I tell you what, in a move that they probably won't do, you are right, Vlad. The Indianapolis Fever should take his credentials. We will not have somebody in the locker room disrespecting our athletes like that.
And I want them to be the one to say it. I don't want this to fall on her. Because then all of a sudden that could be like,
Her. Protect your player.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, protect your player by saying you want to do it. She has nothing to do with this. And even again, if she did, that shouldn't be on Caitlin.
And again, I would have some understanding. And I would understand that sometimes people just say dumb stuff, right? But show me the other side of it. Show me the reporter that has ever written, I did this article, and it's not going to come across right because he seemed like he was a little uncomfortable or she was a little uncomfortable answering the questions. So a lot of these questions were answered like, name the time. Or do they just take the information, piece it up, and run with it? Jeez. All right. Yeah. No. Hey, Indiana Fever. Them streets need a body.
Damn, Demi Lovato got pissed at him?
Oh, Demi? Wow. I love me some Demi, boy. Except she's got that that acne.
Demi Lovato says you gotta go. I want one clown to tell me that's what she signed up for. She's a professional athlete. She signed up for that. As a person, as a young woman, she didn't sign up for that BS.
All right. Take a break. You suck, Greg Doyle. I mean, you've always sucked, but now everybody knows you suck.
Yep.
Just so clear. I mean, like, I've hated your ass, like, for a decade now. But, if Caitlin Clark is what's going to lead to his downfall, I'm all for it. Take a break. Back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.